Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Senator Dan Sullivan convened a hearing titled U.S. Coast Guard Capabilities for Safeguarding National Interests and Promoting Economic Security in the Arctic on Tuesday. He expressed his concerns about the security of the nation's interests in the Arctic, considering the security implications of Chinese and Russian interests in the area. Recent war games conducted by Russia in the Bering Sea were among the issues to be discussed, with the Coast Guard's response discussed by Admiral Charles Ray, Vice Commandant of the U.S. Coast Guard. Senator Sullivan.
The Russian Navy conducted its largest war game exercise since the Cold War near Alaska. This exercise extended into the U.S. exclusive economic zone. Our commercial fishing fleet encountered a frightening situation in close proximity to a number of fishing vessels and directed them to immediately depart their legal fishing grounds. These were Russian warships. Without persistent U.S. presence in the Arctic, we risk leaving an opening for these types of aggressive actions to continue.
Sullivan pressed Admiral Ray about the concerns of Alaska fishermen who felt threatened. Admiral Ray.
We are leaning forward to address the safety and security to our Arctic residents and the mariners who make their living there, homeporting new offshore patrol cutters, fast response cutters, investing in Alaska real estate infrastructure, and prioritizing our operations in the region. The Coast Guard is also deeply concerned about the rising strategic risk to our nation as China and Russia compete for diplomatic, economic, and strategic advantage in the Arctic.
The committee also heard from a second panel of witnesses that included two Alaskans. Stephanie Madsen, Executive Director of the At-Sea Processors Association, and retired Air Force Major General Randy Key, Executive Director of the Arctic Domain Awareness Center and a recent appointee to the U.S. Arctic Research Commission. Alaska's permanent fund has rebounded strong from a tumultuous first half of 2020 to cross the $70 billion threshold for the first time. The fund had an unaudited value of more than $72.3 billion on December 7th, according to the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation. Despite falling to a balance of about $60 billion in late March during the most uncertain early days of the pandemic. The permanent fund started calendar year 2020 with a balance of nearly $67 billion and ended the state fiscal year on June 30th with a value of $64.7 billion. The gains have particularly accelerated over the past 6 weeks. While Alaska's nest egg is growing again after scares earlier in the year, the same cannot be said for much of Alaska's economy hit by collapsed oil prices, poor salmon returns, and low seafood prices, and the absence of more than 1.3 million tourists that were supposed to cruise in the state. The economic situation, combined with ongoing battles within the legislature and governor's office over the proper PFD amount, has led some newly elected and sitting lawmakers to push even harder for full statutory PFD payouts. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.